Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey everybody, how are you? This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. This is our weekly podcast during the off-season. We're already in May, friends. We're getting there. We are getting there. It's going to feel real soon to be like, hey, you know what? This week starts training camp. I mean, it's coming. Got plenty to talk about, a lot of little news and notes, and I love news and notes. I do. I like talking about just stuff. And again, I say it a lot, and maybe you roll your eyes. I don't give a crap. It's the truth. You don't have time to find out everything. This is your passion. This is my job. I don't get everything, but I get most of the stuff, and I like just passing it along, and it's fun, and it's newsy, and it's, hey, rat-a-tat-tat. That's kind of my podcast style. Let's get going. I don't need to hear myself talk and think I'm the smartest guy in the room. Let's just get it through and have fun, and let's get on to the next. The big news in the last week, of course, was the NFL schedule release, and depending on who you look at, the Raiders have one of the toughest schedules in the league. You know, that's going to happen when you got the Kansas City Chiefs on your schedule twice. It's gonna raise things. And the Raiders were second place team, remember, last year at 8-8. So, and the AFC was really tough last year, so they do play a lot of tough teams. Open against the Ravens at home. It's on Monday Night Football. That will be fun. You know, the Raiders' first home game at Allegiant Stadium, of course, was week two last year against the Orleans Saints. A victory. And that was on Monday Night Football. Well, now the first home game in front of fans in Las Vegas Raiders history. And we don't know exactly what it's going to be, but all signs are pointing upward that it's, you know, hopefully be a full house all freaking season. Things are going well. Knock on wood. Proud of us all. Took long enough, right? But anyways, against the Ravens. Now, the Ravens, the excitement, the buzz of having opening day on Monday Night Football at home is kind of buzz-killed somewhat. When you look at the Ravens, what they've done the last four opening days. The Ravens have scored 164 points in four games. Those four games over there. And given up 19. They've just been blowing the crap out of opponents on, you know, in the first game of the season. Now, you know, I know fans of every team always, you know, what do fans do? Yeah, but. Always have a counter. Well, yeah, but. Well, maybe the opponents weren't very good. And, you know, one year it was the Bills, I think they were 6-10. One year it was the Dolphins, they were 5-11. One year it was the Bengals, 7-9. So not only, certainly not great teams. But then last year it was the Browns, who recovered nicely from a 38-6 shellacking the Ravens to win the, you know, to win 11 games to go to the playoff. The point is, the Ravens are prepared, and this is a testament to Coach John Harbaugh and his staff. That the Ravens are a prepared team, and the Raiders are going to have to be ready. Does that mean the Raiders have no shot? No, the Raiders won the last opening day the last couple of years, but they're going to know that, hey, this team is really, really prepared. Dallas on Thanksgiving, you know, moms are going to be mad, but it's still a pretty cool thing. You know, you look at the last, I think the key to the season is starting fast and finishing fast. And you might say, no shit, Bill, of course. But just the way this schedule is made up, there's a lot of tough games at the end of the season, highlighted by, you know, back-to-back road games at Kansas City and Cleveland in mid-December, which could be really tough for playoff implication games and weather-wise. But then the Raiders have, look at the first four games of the Raiders season. They got the Ravens at home, then Pittsburgh. And then Miami at home. And then the Chargers. All four of those teams are AFC. And the Chargers games are Monday Night Football. So they have two Monday Night Football games in the first quarter of the season. All four of those teams are, you know, AFC playoff contenders. So those are all important games. So it's really, they got to finish, start strong and finish strong. And then let the, and then, you know, then eat in the middle of the season. But yeah, those are really important. Are you planning to go into a Raider game this year? Well, you better rob a bank. Just kidding. Better win the lottery. Maybe that's more like it. Better, you know, find that rich uncle. Tickets are ridiculous. Like, the worst seats in the house. And they're not saying there's worse seats in the house, but what I'm saying, end zone third deck. That's kind of worst seats in the house, in any house. They're going for like $650. A ticket. A ticket! A ticket! It's like a, you bring your family, and it's like a trip to Hawaii for a week. Not to rent a car, cars, because rental cars in Hawaii are ridiculous right now. But anyways, I digress. So maybe, I don't know. We all want to go to a game this year, right? We all do. You know, maybe you wait a little bit. I don't know. It's, you spend your money the way you want to spend your money. But if you're going to a Raider game in Las Vegas and you're buying them on the secondary market and that's the only way to get them right now, you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay. Yeah, pretty wild. Maybe taking a road game, you know. Go to L.A. and dominate SoFi in that first game. Go to Kansas City. Put a jacket on. But, hey, you know what, geez, we're going to win and we're going to take another freaking victory lap. That's what we're going to do. You know, Davante Adams is in the news, and I got a little story on it in Silver and Black Pride. Please check out Silver and Black Pride for all your Raider needs. Matt Snydman, who covers the Packers for Athletic and used to cover the Raiders in the Bay Area, he didn't report, just kind of floated and say, you know what, because Davante Adams last week said, hey, yeah, if Aaron Rodgers is traded, potentially that could affect my future. He's a free agent next year. Of course, the Packers could always franchise tag him, and they probably would. If, you know, if things got to that point. So you wonder. And then, so Snydman said, hey, well, if the Packers are deciding between a package from the Broncos and the Raiders, we don't even know if that's going to happen, and maybe there's other teams emerge, would they take the Raiders' offer even if it wasn't as good, if it involved getting Derek Carr to Green Bay? Because Davante Adams and Derek Carr are close. They played at Fresno State together, entered the NFL in 2014 as second-round picks together. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You know, it's an interesting thought. But, you know, the Packers like Jordan Love, and they already have him. And would they take Carr? I would think almost a Carr would have to be involved in Derek and Aaron Rodgers trade, of course, because he's not going to stay as the backup if this were to happen. But, you know, the Raiders would have to get like a third team involved, like maybe a Washington football team or somebody. Houston, if they trade Deshaun Watson. But so who knows, but it's an interesting thought. It's an interesting thought. Another interesting thought is a lot of people say, hey, you know what? John Simpson may win that job, that right guard job, excuse me. I don't know. I don't know if he's as good as Denzel Good. I think what made John Simpson's best way to the field this year, and you know what? They drafted him to start this year, just like they drafted Mick Robertson to be the starting corner, excuse me, slot corner in 2021. So these guys got to take that next step. And maybe with an offseason, they will. They didn't have that offseason last year. But a lot of rookies did well across the league as well. But anyways, Simpson's best bet might be if Incognito gets hurt. And I'm not rooting for anybody. I'm just saying I don't know if Good's going to give that job up. So it'll be interesting to watch, and it's certainly a storyline. You know, we weren't happy with Max Crosby's sacks total last year, but, you know, he was on the field a lot, and he got tired, but he had a lot of pressures. He has the most pressures of anybody from the 2019 draft class. That's, you know, a fourth rounder, so that's pretty good, right? And I think Max Crosby is going to be, he's going to be better with Yannick Ngakoue there. He's gonna be on the field less. He's gonna be able to bring more prime time plays. He might be on the field less. He may not be a starter all the time, but I think we're gonna get more bang for his buck. I think that's gonna be really important. But interesting, there's a stat that said the Raiders are the 18th youngest team. Gruden loves telling everybody how young the Raiders are. Well, they're not that young. They're not old, but in reality around the league, 18 is towards the end, right? It's in the middle, but it's average to getting older. So it's not a young team. So I think we got to remember that. Again, it's not a particularly old team, but I don't want to hear Gruden's bullshit about we're so young. Because you're not so young. You're young in certain places, but I think Gruden just needs to stop with excuses. Anyways, I don't like his excuses. Peter King, he kind of got the attention of Raider fans when he reported that, Alex Leatherwood, who the Raiders took at number 17, was not a target of the Baltimore Ravens at number 27. Like, there was reports the Raiders thought, and that's why they took him at 17. And they said that Leatherwood was a third round grade. This is my thoughts on it. Who gives a crap? It's over. The Raiders took at 27. Excuse me, at 17. He's either going to be good or he's not. Did they reach for him? Yeah, they did. They did. I mean, even if you thought they were going to pick at 27, trade down a little bit. Or pick somebody else. They traded, but they reached for him. That doesn't mean he's going to be a bad player. It's who cares. Let's just get on with it and see if the guy could be a good player. And he very well might be. 70 players or so went to the Raiders' second phase of OTAs on Monday. Players around the league are kind of dropping that boycott. Players around the league are showing up. So, when Juwan James gets hurt in Denver and Denver cuts him and he's not going to get paid and the player has no really leg to stand on, so to speak, he's going to lose millions and millions of dollars. People see that around the league and it's a cautionary tale. So they're going to go, hey, you know what, NFLPA, I can't do this. And I think that's really where it's at. So the last thing I wanted to cover, and it's good, it's going to help everybody, get in there and work. And if you get hurt, well, at least you're covered. Hopefully nobody gets hurt. I was ending the show here with, the Westgate sports book. I've never been to the Westgate in Vegas. I haven't been to Vegas real recently, but I heard it's a good place. Anyways, this is certainly not an ad for that. They have made lines for every NFL game this season. In the regular season, that's scheduled. And the Raiders are favored in 6 of those games. They're underdogs in 10, and they're a pick'em in the Miami game. Now, does this mean we shouldn't play this season? No. Does it mean that Vegas kind of knows what they're doing? Yes, they do. It's proven. But, you know what? I mean, you got to take it with a grain of salt, games that are being given lines this early. I mean, lines are going to change on when there's teams that are surprises, or either good or bad, and when there's injuries. There's going to be quarterbacks that are going to be hurt and questionable or out, and backups are, and that's going to be the deal throughout the league, and the lines are going to change. So it's just a nice little thought right now, and it's fun, and it's May. But, it's easy to say that Vegas doesn't really believe in the Raiders. But you know what the Raiders should do? Go say, hey, believe in us. We're the home team, and we're going to be good. I hope you're good. I hope you enjoyed it. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver Black Pride. This is our weekly podcast. You be good. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Thanks for listening.